While some analysts and economists have said Massachusetts could lead the country out of the recession, there's a troubling trend in the state's housing market that could stifle recovery. Foreclosures, already high, are spreading to more middle-class neighborhoods and are threatening to further depress the sagging housing market. WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch has more.
John Davis is a Marshfield lawyer who handles 10% of the state's foreclosure auctions. He's been watching these auctions migrate from the Dorchesters and Lowells.
Now you'll see them in the Sudburys, the Hinghams, the Westons, where you wouldn't have in the past expected to see foreclosures.
$365,000, now $370,000.
These days, more affluent suburban properties such as 7 Beechwood Ave in Sudbury are being auctioned off by the bank.
Over 365,000 going once, hearing no further advance. Over 365,000 going twice, hearing no further advance. Satisfied?
The reason for these auctions is not those crazy interest rate mortgages. It's the recession. Nowadays, people are losing their homes the way they used to before the subprime crisis.
Historically, people lost their home when they lost their job, they lost their health, or they lost their spouse.
Unemployment is to blame again today, says Nick Ritsinas, a housing economist at Harvard. The number of foreclosure proceedings in Massachusetts has jumped an alarming 150%. In fact, people under foreclosure I talked to in Sudbury didn't want to be interviewed for this story. They said they're ashamed to have lost their jobs, to have run out of savings, to not be able to make their payments.
The number of distressed homes coming through the pipeline has actually never been greater than right now.
Whitney Tilson is a Harvard Business School grad and money manager. He says Sudbury is a good example of what this coming wave could do to the market. Only 7 homes above $1 million have sold in the town this year. Last year, it was 43, and that was a bad year.
The listed prices appear to show that prices are holding up, but it's phony. So what breaks the logjam? The wave of foreclosures working their way through the pipeline.
Foreclosed properties priced to sell will push housing prices down, Tilson says. That'll also push more homeowners underwater and into foreclosure. And that could really hurt regional banks. Unlike the subprime mortgage crisis, which hammered national mortgage companies, in this instance, local banks carry many of these loans. When Massachusetts banks stand to lose as much as a few $100,000 a pop, they get more conservative about lending. And Tilson says that will suppress economic recovery.
This is something that's going to be with us for a while, and there's no real way to hurry it up. As Warren Buffett said, you can't get 9 women pregnant and have a baby in 1 month.
If we're lucky, Tilson says, the housing market will bottom out next year. Harvard economist Nick Ritsinas agrees it will take a while, but at least Massachusetts, which isn't seeing as many foreclosures as other parts of the country, will be among the first places to get there.
We take solace in the fact that we are still a growing population. People need a place to live. And at some point, people will make the calculation, not so much is this home a good investment, but is this a home worth living in?
Which goes to say, Massachusetts residents will have to go to more housewarming parties before they can start celebrating a healthy economic recovery. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.